Hello everyone. So we're doing this podcast thing. Thought to try it out. I am Nobu, short for Nobu Bene.
And I'm PK, and this is the Just Living Life podcast.
Really, I'm going to be talking about relationships, exploring relationships, the ups and the downs, the highs and the lows, the excitement, the disappointment, everything that comes with relationships.
Yeah, so we're not experts in any sense, but we just figured we are people in a relationship. We've learned some lessons along the way and we've gained some experience.
Yeah, that's true. So we're not experts at this in any way, but we've done a lot of reading because he is big on that, like reading up on relationships. You know how people prepare a lot for things that matter to them, but for some reason people just don't put enough effort into relationships. With him, he's big on putting effort into relationships, paid reading, seeking advice and all that. So we've done quite a bit of that. And from what we've heard from those who are wiser and what we've been through as a couple, I think just have a few things we want to explore and talk about.
Yeah. So I hope this is going to be helpful to you guys, or at least if it's not helpful, you're going to find things that you can challenge us on, relate with, and maybe we can just talk in the comments and you learn from us and we learn from you.
I guess it's always fun to know that there are ordinary people out there who know what you're going through and that you can relate to. Because most times these things are done by, you know, people who've been in this industry for years. And so when they say some of these things about relationships, you think, this is just book knowledge. Like, it's easier said than done. But here we are, we're just an ordinary pair of people.
We're just ordinary people like you.
Yeah. Just thought to explore relationships. Today, just as a start, we just want to start it. The foundation of what we think makes a good relationship, and that's friendship.
Yeah. So we chose friendship because for us, friendship has really been a big thing in our relationship.
Yeah.
We really think that we are who we are today because we're such good friends.
Yeah.
We've been together for so long because we are such good friends. And you know, there's those times when things are not going well or you don't like the other person so much, but just that fact that the other person's your friend makes it a little easier to go back and sort out that conflict and all of that.
Yeah, because you know, we all know how hard it is to walk away from friendships. Generally, people don't walk away from friendships, but friendships are some of the most dynamic and stressful relationships you can ever have. But because people are friends, you only give each other the benefit of the doubt. And you know that whatever it is that we're going through, I'm mad at this person, but well, we're friends and we're going to be okay. So if that's part of a relationship, even in times when things aren't going the way you wish they'd go or you're mad at the other person, you treat them like you would treat a friend. If it means taking some few minutes to calm down, then talk later, you do it because you know your friends before your lover. So it becomes part of who you are. You can say that when the feelings aren't as great, that friendship keeps you going and keeps you together.
And you know how a lot of times we cut our friends a lot more slack than we do our partners or the people in relationships with. So there's a lot of nonsense that our friends can
get away with.
Yeah.
But our partner do the same thing. Like we throw the hugest tantrum and, you know. So yeah, that's where friendship comes in. To say, like, chill. This is my person, like we're friends. Why can't we just deal with it as we would if we're just friends without that emotion? But I do kind of understand why we'd expect better from our lover, because I guess we expect that they know more and they understand us better than the ordinary friend would be. We expect them to know better. I don't know. But we've just learned that being friends helps us to cut each other a lot of slack. Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess just to respond to what Nobu's saying, that you'd kind of expect that your partner understands you more and knows you more. The thing is, we do have that expectation of our friends. But when our friends do wrong, we are much quicker to excuse them than we are to excuse our partners. So sometimes approaching things from the perspective of friendships helps in that you are more inclined to give the other person the benefit of the doubt.
I also think friendship takes the pressure away from relationships, especially at the beginning. You know how with your friend, you can be purely you without fear of being judged or being looked at as if you're abnormal in some sense, you know, so.
Yeah, especially at the start of the relationship.
Yeah, there's pressure to, you know, impress, to say, I need to laugh a certain way. If we go out, I can't eat too much because what is it going to think? But if you've been
curious, sure that I like money.
Things break too. But liking money is not a good thing. But anyway, yeah. So I know we can go out and I can say, I want a whole pizza to myself. And you won't look at me like, this girl, like she's supposed to be a lady. Because we were friends before that. So it takes off that pressure. We can be our truest selves in the rawest manner possible and not be afraid that the other person will change their perception of us. Because, you know, friends are the people that you choose for yourself. And like family, friends you choose for yourself. So if my friend becomes a lover, it means that at the beginning, we saw each other, we thought we're cool people, we liked each other's characters, and we thought it would be a step up to then move into a relationship. So friendship does ease that pressure of keeping up appearances.
Yeah, and I guess if you're friends, there's also that thing of spending time together. If somebody's my friend, I don't need any convincing to spend time with them. If there's been a long period that I've not seen them, I just feel a need to get in touch. I just feel a need to communicate. If something happens in my day that I think is exciting or is fun.
And that's the first person you want to tell.
Exactly. And if I've had a stressful week and I just need somebody to talk to, somebody to hang out with, it's not the boys that come to mind first. Of course, my boys are my boys, but there's always that thing of saying, this is my friend. I can always talk to them. I can always share with them my day and everything. And it's not from a place of obligation where I feel pressured or anything, but it flows naturally because this person is naturally my friend.
Yeah, and I think when you're friends, it also lessens that whole feeling of having to be needy. You're not needy towards your friend. You're not always like, be with me. I want to be the center of your world. Yeah, you please look in my direction type of a thing. Because you know our friends, you know our cool. Even if we're in the same room and and you know he's on his phone, I'm on my phone. I'm not thinking at the back of my mind that why is he not talking to me? Is he doesn't not like me or anything. So we know our cool. So we're comfortable with being in each other's presence, but doing our own thing.
You'd say talk in each other's direction.
Because we know our cool at the end of the day.
I don't want to feel pressured to be having a ton of jokes rehearsed. You know, separation.
To keep the other person entertained, you know. Yeah. And I guess the other good thing about being friends before getting to a relationship is that if you've been friends long enough, you get to know the other person's friends and they kind of become your friends. So you know how usually when relationships start, there are always problems with people's perceptions about two of you as a couple. What do your friends think? What do my friends think? But if you've been friends long enough, his friends become your friends. Your friends become his friends. So by the time you get into a relationship, you know that the people who are around us, the people of influence in our lives are already part of this because they are our friends. And I think it takes out a lot of conflict on what friends want from us, the time that they need from us. Because the other thing is we can go and hang out with his friends and they're not his friends, they're our friends. So that thing of you always want us to be with your friends doesn't really happen because his friends are now my friends.
And plus, she doesn't have too many friends.
I do have a lot of friends. I have a lot of friends. Thank you.
Can you list them?
Yes, I can list them, but that's not the point. I have a lot of friends. Thank you. So yeah, so it takes out that pressure of saying, why am I always at your friend's place? Or why am I always talking to your friends? Because my friends are his friends. So it's, we're going to see our friend so-and-so, not we're going to see my friend so-and-so. Yeah.
Yeah. And I also think being friends is good in the sense that it doesn't force you to try and make the other person like yourself. You know, sometimes in relationships, you want to try and turn the other person's interests into your own interests. But when I'm with my friends, like, I'm not so much of a sports person. And my friends love sports. They love soccer. But I can hang out with them and they can be talking about their soccer things.
Yeah.
And I'm comfortable with it. I don't feel like I need to turn these guys to one of me, or I need to also like soccer like one of these guys. So in a similar sense, You know, she can be watching her boring series, these drama items.
That they're not boring. They're not. They're actually pretty interesting. But anyway.
Yeah, but I'm comfortable with that. I don't feel like I need to make her stop watching those things or make her watch my things. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is you can be comfortable with who the other person is and not feel like you need to turn them into somebody else, because the diversity in the friendship makes things even more exciting.
Yeah, and there's a flip side of that. You're not under pressure to turn them into you, and you are not under pressure to turn yourself into them and to prove yourself to them. So you don't have to go along with what they like for the sake of appearing like, you know, you're the model girlfriend or boyfriend, like, oh, he likes what I like, so perfect and all that. Because we're friends, I know that he doesn't like some of the stuff that I like, and we're cool with that. So that pressure to prove yourself and that you're cool and that you're likable, it's not there, because the fact that we're here and I'm your friend means you liked me enough. So there's no reason why I should be proving myself over and over again. I'm here because you chose me to be a friend even before this relationship started. So if we're now in a relationship, it just means that we're up in the game, but otherwise we're cool.
Yeah. So of course, friendship is not the ultimate solution to relationship problems.
But it does.
It does help.
Go a very long way.
It makes things better. It's better to handle the relationship problems when there's friendship than when there isn't.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You're more ready to tackle life.
Basically, that's what we think about friendship, that if you're contemplating getting into a relationship with someone, take your time to know them as a friend with no strings attached, just to learn who they are and comfortable in their presence and have them be comfortable in your presence. Just get to know what they like, what they don't like, meet their friends so that you know the type of person and the sort of thing that they're into. And if you're already in a relationship and maybe you weren't friends for long before that, I don't think it's too late to build a friendship. You can still kind of pretend that you're not in a relationship and just say, okay, let's start from scratch.
You try to be friends.
Let's go to places. Where do you like going? And you go. We just think friendship is one of the very, very, very important foundations of any relationship, and that life is better when you have your friend to walk it with.
So, right, guys, that's been it. The show is going to take a structure similar to what today's show was like. Of course, it's going to improve as we learn to podcast and learn to be better at this.
But for now, we thought to review one of the books that we've read together that we thought was very, very important and has a lot of lessons for anyone in a relationship to learn. And that's Things I Wish I'd Known Before We Got Married by Gary Chapman. So I think we're privileged to read this book before we're actually married, because now we can learn those things before we go in blindly and thinking that marriage is this big bubble of warm fuzzies. So we're just going to be picking a few things here and there and putting in some nuggets from our friends that we've learned as well and from wiser people, in the hopes that we can help someone who's in a relationship to make the most out of it and learn a thing or two about relationships from the next person.
We hope to walk this podcasting journey with you guys.
Yeah, and we do hope that you liked this and that you will be patient with us as we learn this thing, but you stay loyal and tune in and listen to what we have to say.
So that's been it. This is Just Living Life with BK and Noble.
Thanks, guys.
Or is it Noble and BK?
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye. We have a Facebook page, Just Live It Life. That's Live It Without the G. Please like it, follow it, and leave your comments and let us know what you think about it. Share maybe a few pictures here and there for those that want to see what the face of Panther means.
Yeah, and we'll be sure to respond to
your cousins. Yeah. And could really learn a lot from them as well. Yeah. Please do like the page, comment, and share. Just keep this conversation going.
So that's Just Live It Live podcast. Yeah.